So what is planned now for today? So we will consider more examples of how it works, this planner diagram. And I will formulate the rules, final rules, how you could look at final diagrams to write expressions corresponding to this diagram. But then we will consider also, so far we consider only a scalar field, right? Now, after that, we will consider also fermions. And we generalize this rule for the case of fermions. So we will consider Yukawa's theory. I believe this is for today.
Okay.
So, still, as I said, we consider finding the force theory, and we use expression we got for Green function. So this is main object we should calculate, and the expression we derive. Simple field, interaction picture field, and advantage of this field, it seems I emphasized already many times, that it's essentially free field, so we know dependence on time. We know general solution for this guy, right? Expressed through creation and annihilation. So here, and here we have very important part. Our calculation, interaction, exponent, and with interaction Hyatonian. This is our numerator, and let me write. Denominator is just this exponent. I will actually today discuss and this contribution from denominator. Okay, so this is what we have. This is the denominator, and this is our numerator. And so we will use this expression. And the example we considered was first order. In calculating this interacting Hamiltonian, of course, is phi to the 4. And it's proportional lambda, coupling constant. So we expand in Taylor series this exponent and consider some lowest order terms in lambda, this coupling constant, and we consider last time first order in calculating, we consider the so now, for a while, I will ignore calculating denominator, so I will consider numerator. And the example I consider, what's this? This is two particle. And then we have just first term from this exponent, first order in lambda. And we have E for C. So we're already calculating this tau by using Wieck theorem, and what we found, I just repeat, that there are two types of contribution. So this was some factor we found, 3, 4. E minus y and D for C, and we have E F C minus C actually square. I could write this guy and another term plus. Then we have this contribution E for C, E F X minus C, E F Y minus E F E F Z minus. Okay, so diagram. Let me write which correspond. The first could be written like that, this guy. So we put dot corresponding to those, let's call external vertices, x, y. So you can see we have propagator that we show by line, which connect x and y. And then here we have z, which is dummy variable, right? Because we integrate over z. And we have you can see we have two propagators, z minus z, one and another, and because of that we have square. So this was contribution expressed in this Feynman picture. Okay, and here we have a different situation. So we have now those two vertices, x and y, look, x minus z, y minus z. So they're connected with z, this vertex which comes from hi with this dummy z. So we have this, and still we have dfz minus z. It's called actually tenfold vector. Uh, two times.
So this is actually kind of a general situation, as I said, when we, in Feynman diagrams, we put line corresponding to each propagator we have. We also put dots corresponding both external vertices. It's not vertices, sorry. External points, it's not vertices. And on the other hand, other points which correspond to vertices. Vertex, this is vertex, interaction vertex, right? Where we have interaction, so Z. It's different type, of course, of point, right? This guy just X, Y, kind of external. But this guy connected to this. Okay, and from the point of view of physics, what we have is that you can say, for example, this diagram, that it's so-called disconnected diagram, because we have some disconnected figures. So this is, you can interpret that this guy was created here and annihilated at Y, or vice versa. It depends on relation between time, X0, Y0, right? But this guy, some fluctuation, it's what is called vacuum bubble. Actually, we will see that all these diagrams are canceled by contribution from denominator. But this is, I'm talking about something we will discuss later. Now, your sense. But anyway, it's special, very special contribution. And we have product, right? Contribution of this times this. From probability theory, it's like two independent processes, right? When two independent, we have always multiplication, right? So this guy happens and this guy happens, and it's a kind of connected with probability independent process. Here we have connected diagrams, and we have this expression. Again, we could say that this guy was created here, then he moved to Z with this vertex. We have interaction in Z, some fluctuation, and then due to some interaction, something from this vertex, maybe this guy, maybe he moved to Y. Okay, so this is we have now, let's consider more complicated examples too. And then I formulate general Feynman rules, both in coordinate space. We still work in coordinate space, but sometimes it's very nice to work in actually momentum energy space by using Fourier integral. Okay, so two examples. So let's consider the case when we have lambda square force. So what does it mean that now we have two vertices which comes from this exponent, right? From that exponent at the top. Second order in Taylor expansion. Okay, I now will do something else. I will write just diagrams first, and then we'll consider expression which corresponds. Okay, so let's consider this diagram. So now we have two vertices, U and V, and at each vertex we should get four lines, because we have 5 to the 4 interaction. So we have 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And let's consider what will be contributed. First of all, because this is Taylor expansion of this exponent minus t, it's written second order, we have 1 over 2 factorial, right? Because this is expansion of exponent. Now we have also each vertex comes with 4 factorial. So we have square. You will see that this factorial is convenient. Why we put it? Because the major part of this contribution will be canceled by other factors. So it's just convenient. Okay, now you have always in this case integrals over UV vertex. So I put this. And now we write what we come from numerator. So we have 2 phi I x1, phi I x2 now. I will omit I now, okay? So now we will consider phi, not to write this I, but of course you should remember that this is actually phi I. Right. And now I write phi, oh, maybe it's better. And I have 2, this is u, and phi v. And we can immediately, it's not easy to figure out what we have, what type of contraction we have corresponding to this diagram. First of all, x connected with u, right? Okay. There is only 1 operator, but there is 4. So it could be connected with each of those guys. So we will. We will act in this way. We will choose 1 of them, but then we will calculate factor which corresponds to different type contraction, which leads to the same eventual expression. Like, for example, it's clear that if I pick up not this phi u, but second one, it still will be same expression. So this is important factor we should clarify by using this Weak theorem. Of course, now I use Weak theorem. I should consider contraction for all fields, otherwise I will get 0, right? So these guys connected with V. Okay. Okay, I put this guy, for example, with the last one. And then it's easy. So 3 of those guys are free in u vertex and 3 in v vertex. So somehow they again are connected, for example. But again, there are some different opportunities, right? But now we just consider before calculating all possibilities. Okay. Okay, so this is expression. And we can write this something like this. It's equal f, which are known. So this is number of different type of contraction which corresponds to the same expression. As I explained, this guy certainly could be contracted to second one. But we just put like at this moment f, then we have 2 factorial minus I lambda and square. And now I write d for u, d for v. And here it's easy because of Weak's theorem. We know what contraction means. So I will write answer df to this contraction, x, u contraction. This is Feynman propagator, df x u. Then those three guys between v and u, look, they give same propagator, and this is u minus v and q, right? Because it's same. And the last one, df v minus 1. It's exactly what is shown in this picture. So we know we almost finished, but actually sometimes it's not so easy. We should find those f. Okay, so let's put some sort. So let's consider this. First of all, let me put 2 in the f equal. It's connected for okay. Let me, no, 2 factorial. So this is interchange of vertices. Point is that, of course, I could connect because they are dummy indices, uv, we integrate, right? So actually, we could x connect with v and y with u, but because we integrate, this is same story. So we put 2 factorial, we could interchange those vertices. Okay, now let us look at this vertex. This guy phi x could be connected with each of those guys. It will be, it looks like different contraction, but of course expression will be same. So it could go to second or third or fourth, so it will be 4. Now let's consider this contraction between u and v. Again, this guy at v could be connected with each of 3, which we still have after contraction x and one of those 5. So this is 3. And then second one has 2 possibilities of contraction, and then the last one has 1. I don't write. So this is okay. Lazy man of contraction in Uber. Okay. Now let us look at V. Of course, phi y could pick up 4 of those. Do we have more? Should we write 3 times 2? Actually, no. Let's see. Point is that this 3 times 2, this 6 combination, they take into account everything between contraction u and v. This is because if I put 3 2 times 2, for example, I will take into account contraction when I kind of this line, say, move to next one, and here it moves move to this one. But this is the same story because we have symmetry between those lines. This line goes to the place of first line, but it even looks like same contraction. So, and you could convince yourself that no, actually, additional factors 3 and 2, because we, all of them, all freedom of contraction between those two vertices took into account when we calculated placement of contraction in U. And then everything is fixed here. So we have this, and this is actually how much? 192. So we have, we have 192 different type of contraction, but they leads to the same expression. Okay, so then if you take into account this F, result will be quite simple. Over C. Okay, so this sometimes called sixth symmetry factor. So meaning actually it's good name. What it means that you see we have symmetry between U and V, which appears that we should ignore this naive 3 and 2 factors for V vector. So this symmetry factor, in this case, symmetry between those lines, we can change those lines and nothing changes. Everything will look like before, even. And then we should divide by this stuff. So without any symmetry factor, we get, say, F equal 1. So this factor would be actually no 6 but 1. F exactly would cancel all those factors 2 prime, 4 prime. But in general case, we have this. And this is overall factor, right? I will call. So symmetry factor is 6 denominator, we divide. But 1, 6 is overall factor. Okay, so this is the second example now. Second example, a little bit more complicated. There is full symmetry between two vertices and you. Okay, anyway, you. Still same theory. And now we have this background. So this is x, y, again u, v, and this is z. Okay, so this is third order, right? Third order in lambda. We have 3 vertices. Now, okay, let's write this guy. Again, unknown f. One over 3 factorial comes from Taylor expansion, of course, because this is third order. This is quite simple. This is again simple for factorial cube because this is third order. And now again, it's not very difficult. We have, first of all, those integration. Always we have integration connected with vertices, right? And then we have you write to phi x, phi y, external points, they correspond. And now three combination, phi, 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 z, u, and v. And of course, we should put this between vector. Okay, so let's consider contraction. X connected with Z. Again, it's like before. I pick up one of those four. We take into account this vector for later, calculating F. Now, this guy, phi, I also connected with Z. Okay, so let me put. For example, choice. He has three choices, right? This first guy, four, second, three, 12. But I don't care now. Just write this one. Okay. Now, what we have here? You see, Z, two more lines, three. They are connected one with U, another with V. Okay. So, what? So let's consider this this phi and another with V. Okay, so we still have those three lines between U and V, right? Okay, so we have example, this guy goes here, this guy goes here, this guy goes here. Okay, so we can write what it means. So this is F 1 3 factorial minus I lambda 4 factorial Q, and now D Z D U E V, and now I will write different contraction which correspond to a final propagator X. Z, now I put the F Y minus Z, right? Because phi also connected to this guy. Then D F Z minus U, it's here. And this contraction to D F Z minus V and times D F Q U minus V. Okay, so functional form is written. You see, it's simple part actually. I'm sure you will do this 1-2 times and it's easy. Again, one should be careful with calculation F. Now look. In this case, U and V completely symmetric. You see, each of them connected with Z. Otherwise, they completely symmetric. It's different from this case. Look, U here is connected with X, V with Y. So you can recognize that they are different, but not in this case. And they are done in this. So, what it means, you will see, is the following. So let's calculate f. Before, and this is quite general, we put this interchange of vertices factor. This would be 3 factorial in this case, because we get 3. Actually, we should put 3. This is only 3, not 6. Why? I explain. Of course, if you consider contraction, you will see that no more possibility interchange. Point is that, of course, we should put 3, because each of those vertex could play the role of z1, which is connected with x and y. Z is different from u and v, right? Because z is connected with x and y. And each of those vertices, x could be, of course, connected not just with z. You could pick up contraction when this guy, x connected with u, or with v, and because you integrate over z, u, and v, the same contribution. So you should put 3 to take into account this different contraction. But no actually factor 2 which corresponds to interchange between u and v. This is you can check just by those contractions that we, when consider what I wrote, this contraction that says so no those two, but it's again connected with those symmetry between u and t. So now we have only 3. Okay, now then look at z vertex. Again, in this case, we have 4. Okay, 4, 5, 6, 4. Let me check. No, let me check. Right, 4, 3, 2. Right. We have 4, 3, 2 because x could pick up one of those 4. This is 4 indices. Then y could pick up one of those 3 which we have after contraction x, 4 times 3, and then one guys come from this v, in this case, vertex, and also u vertex, so we have 2. 4, 3, 2. This is, okay. Z, I will write z vertex. Just, that means the same what I wrote before. Placement of contraction in z vector. For my attention. Placement okay. Now look at u vertex. Again, it seems we have 4, 3, 2 in this case. Because, for example, this guy could pick up each of those f, then those 3 from V vertex, this one could pick up one of those 3 which retain, and then second one could pick up 2 of 2 retaining, and so on. So we still have this. This is U vertex. I will not repeat placement of contraction in U vertex. And now the last one, V. So 3 of those guys connected with U, and one of those guys connected with Z. Sure, this guy could pick up each of those 4. But then we do not have 3 and 2 factors more, because those 3 contraction between U and V already taken into account by this factors 3-2 we put in Weber. So again, it's connected with symmetry between those lines. So this is what we have. Okay. Now, if you put the stuff, right. So this guy, then, if you put this F equal 1 over 12. Oh, no, it's lambda. Okay, maybe I will write in this form. So with this guy, you can write the result will be 1 over 12 minus r lambda cube, and those are expressions. Okay, so this is what we have. This is 1 over 12 overall factor, and 12 is called, like here, symmetry factor. The higher symmetry, the symmetry factor is larger. And we, in this case, have smaller number of free contraction, different contraction. Okay, it's impossible to understand this to the very end without doing something by yourself. You see, it's really kind of not difficult part, but one should spend some time on that. So this is second example. And now let me summary, Feynman rule. This moment, we calculate it only numerator, right? Okay, so first of all, we can write in this way. I will restore now. Only two. Of course, it's valid for any number of five. X. So this is equal sum of all possible diagrams with two external points. But of course, in general case, it would be n external. Now, rules. For each propagator, say XY, we put each vertex
minus pi lambda for factorial and d for z. Right, we have integration, very important. Okay, three. For each external point, like x, y, z, say, we could just one, right? And the last one, okay, put, don't forget, factor 1 over n factorial in n's order in lambda, right? Because it just comes from Taylor expansion of this exponent. Don't forget. And calculate the overall factor. Or symmetry factor, right? Okay, and then in the case, if you prefer symmetry, you should divide, of course, by symmetry. Like, as I said, here we have overall factor 1, 6, but 6 is symmetry. Okay, so this is what we have. So physics is... why those Feynman diagrams became extremely popular? Because they simplify our also understanding of the process. You look at picture, you understand what is going on. This particle goes from one point to another, interact at point Z, V, and so on, so on. It's very physical. This is why Feynman was, in a sense, lucky, because before him, the theory in QED, relativistic invariant, was produced by Tamanaga and Schwinger, but they did not use diagrams. Actually, what is interesting is that first person who used diagrams, but not in the such elaborated theory as Feynman, was in Europe guy in Switzerland, Stuckelberg, in Geneva. And there is a real story, what happened after Feynman got Nobel Prize with Tamanaga and Schwinger. Gell-Mann, they were a kind of rivals, friends, you know, big complicated relation. Gell-Mann asked his friend in Geneva, not of course Stuckelberg, but another, his friend, to send cable, why? To Feynman from Stuckelberg. So, from post office, he signed Stuckelberg, and he said, now please back my notes with my diagrams that you used, now return them back. It's a real story, but he did say. But they are extremely important, extremely. They're Feynman and useful. But on the other hand, they are not enough. One should be careful with those factors and so on, but extremely nice and people you can, at any high energy theory group, if you come to office, usually you find some Feynman, at least one Feynman diagrams, maybe in the course. Just nice for discussion, to get idea, you know, I use many times. Okay, now we got this, and I have wrong coordinates, but I can use this. But anyway, now another. So this is called actually what we found, position space. Thank you.
will be in coordinate space. Now it's convenient to consider actually momentum space, same room. Okay, so what we consider for each propagator, we will consider Fourier integral. So this guys, we know representation for this guy. And plus I epsilon, right? Because of G product, this is, we have this prescription. And we have. This is for propagator. And now vertex. So let me consider, for example, this vertex. Let's consider now I put some arrows which corresponds to some momenta. Okay, so in this case, what we have this expression E for Z, we have this integral, but also we have, when we substitute all those propagators, those exponent with momentum. So we will get this guy minus I, like is written here. P1Z, same story for P2 minus I P2Z, they come inside. Actually, direction does not matter, you will see we integrate over, but you should put in order to pick up any of possibilities. But again, those dummy P, because we integrate over there, you just should pick up. P3 again goes, and the P4 with plus, because it goes outside, plus P4Z. And now we know what this guy is, this integral. This integral is 2 pi to the 4 and delta function. P1, P2, four dimensional minus P4. So we will get this. Now let me consider example. I pick up as example our second example, this one. But now I will write this answer in momentum space. Of course, my function depends on x and y, but all inner integral will be p integral. So example previous diagram. This diagram. Oh no, sorry, the first diagram. So I will consider this one. Okay. First. First diagram. Okay. So we have this expression. We know answer. So first I
would like write what we have.
Okay, now substitute. Let's call this say one. For each propagator here. Then we have okay. So then let me start from this one. This will be equal minus gamma square 6, and I have how many here I have 5 propagators, right? 3, 5 propagators, so I have 5 Okay, you don't need it. Let me try how the diagram will look. It's our diagram, but now P1, P2, P3, this is 2, 1. Okay, so this is for each of those propagators. I will substitute. You also could look at this expression, right? So we work with this expression, this structure. You can look here. And this now we substitute Fourier transform. So we have then this lead to the following substitute expression for each. And then it reads minus I lambda square over 6. It's like before. There is I. And now D4P, look at this diagram. D4P1, D4P2, D4P3, and D4Q. And for each, we should substitute 2 pi over 4 in the denominator. So we have 2 pi to the 20, because 5 those guys. Also, we have d4u, d4v, uv integrals as before. And we have those five propaganda for year four.
This expression for each propaganda, expression one.
So we have I to the five because five propaganda, and we write I beneath for a while epsilon index p square minus m square p one square minus m square pi two square minus m square, and here I have two more p three and q p. 3 squared minus m squared and 2 squared minus m squared. And now I have extra, right, which comes from Fourier star. Expression 1. We see those exponents. When we substitute, we have those exponents. Okay. So what I have is this minus I P X minus Y. X minus U. This is first line. X minus this is U and this is V. I should write U and V. So first line, X minus U, then another one, minus I, U vertex. P1 plus P2 plus P3, and this is U minus V. Between U and V, we have three propagators, P1, P2, P3. They have this. And now we, the last one is this, PY. And this guy is minus I, Q, and this is Y minus P. So you see, it appears first, all points where momentum comes. This is okay, so this, let me rewrite in this, which is more convenient. It's the same like write E minus I P X. Now let's combine all guys with U. Minus I P1 plus P2 plus P3. And minus P U. I combine just all factors with U, and the same story with V. Okay, with V, this is U minus Y. So what we have here is plus P1 plus P2 plus P3, right? And Q plus Q. Right, so this is what we have, and we still have factor, let me put here this factor, or I think is a factor D minus I Q Y. Okay, now we integrate over U and V. Okay, so now we have two integration, and we are doing with a simple exponent, and we will get a delta function. So we will get this. All momentum still have. And then we have this pi is pi p square minus n square p 1 square minus n square p 2 square p 3 square n square q square minus n square. Well, let's go to this. Okay, so we have this. And now we have two external exponents, x and y. We do not have, they will survive. Y. And all other exponents connected with u and v, because we consider u, v integration, give the delta function. Okay, so what we will get, we have two vertices, and at each vertex we have delta function which corresponds conservation of momentum. So what we have is this. 2 pi for one function, p1 plus p2 plus p3. Let us look. Minus. Okay. So this guy Q and this guy P, right? Minus P, and another is connected with G vertex, and this is P1 plus P2 plus P3 plus Q. Because all of them going outside me. So this is automatic. Oh, I lost, sorry, 2 pi over 4, another, right? So each delta comes with 2 pi over 4, as I showed before here. We have this integration. Here, a long expression. Now we should consider possible p integration. What we can easily do. Okay, p3 integration. It's easy because we have delta function. What does it mean in this case to make P3 integration? Remove one, for example, this delta function and substitute in second one and everywhere instead P3 expression. This delta function tells us that P3 equals P minus P1 minus P2. So everywhere substitute. Right. So substitute, and we will get after this integration minus I lambda square over 6
have only four integration, d4, d4, d1, d4, d2, dq. Okay. Now I will write 2 pi to the 12, right? Because I have 2 pi 4, 2 pi 4, 2 pi actually to the 8, right? And it cancels 2 pi 20. So we will get only 2 pi 12 here. And now I will get, if you substitute instead P3, P1 minus P minus P1 minus P2, substitute, then P1 and P2 cancel, and what we have just delta 4 P plus Q. All guys, P1, P2 cancel in sec, substitute P3 in second, and P1, P2 cancel, minus, minus, plus, plus. And we have this guy. Now this long expression with those p² minus m² p1² minus m² p2² minus m², and now instead p3 I should write this expression, P minus P1 minus P2 square minus M square. And last one, Q² minus M square. Epsilon item, I don't write it explicitly more. And still I put our exponent, right? They survive. Last Q integration you can do easily because you have delta function. And this integration tells you that actually Q equals minus P. And this is not surprising. So eventually this guy P and Q and P plus Q equals 0, right? This is integration over Q. So now we have only three integrals. But I should not forget about my factor. Minus I lambda, this factor. And now D4P1, D4P2, 2 pi over 12. I integrate no delta function. Let me put exponent. Put here Q equal minus P. Then what we have is this minus I P x minus 1, because Q equal minus P. So you can see now dependence on X and Y, X minus Y. It corresponds to translation invariance. It's always those answer for green function depends on some difference between coordinates. Not x plus, but x minus y. So you have this. It means that if you, translation invariance means that if you add to both x and y same factor, you change your reference point in space, your green function same, because it depends on difference. This translation invariance. Okay. And now we have this expression I to the 5. Maybe I put I to the 5 here. And now we have p squared minus m squared squared, because q equal minus p. So this and this gives me now this step and this step. Maybe I should write equal now. This is already actually end of the story. So I restore to square. And close expression for P3 format. P minus P 1 minus P 2 square minus square plus epsilon. And that's it. This is actually our final expression. We go. Of course, now you should calculate if you want really to get dependence on x and y, all those integrals. Actually, they are divergent. There are still a lot of works to do, and you should consider so-called renormalization or regularization, but we will not care about this. So anyway, we got this expression, and this expression much more convenient than in X space because it's explicit, right? Here we put df x minus y, but df, you remember, it's expressed through Bessel function. So it would be much more, it's more implicit expression. But here we rewrite everything through actually simple integrals, and there are simple methods to evaluate explicitly those integrals with those denominators. But now we can formulate Feynman rules. This is expression in momentum space for calculating those momentum space Feynman rule. For each propagator, now you write with momentum p, this guy is 1 over 2 pi 4, I, this is pi squared minus m squared plus p x. It's clear, this is what we need. For each vertex, of this type, we put minus I lambda 4 over factorial and conservation of momentum, those delta functions. I show how they appear, but now you can do this without explicit calculation, just pull. You're, I hope, convinced that those guys appears for each vertex. You have concept because of this integration idea, right? They appear automatically. Okay, for each external. This line, and this is P to the IPX. This is exactly what we have. Look, for each we have. Here we have plus for Y because minus Q, but Q equals minus P. So, but anyway, you put for each. This is X, right? In our case. For integrate over each moment, we had. So just for each momentum, we have integral. Like here, you see no free, right? And five, calculate, of course we calculated before this overall factor, right? 1/6, we knew this. But I have to calculate the overall factor. One over six in our case. Okay, so actually, this is we expressed still our green function depends on x and y. Now we know that it depends through difference x minus y. So in many cases, people consider Fourier integral with respect to x and y. So we can replace one argument. Actually, you can see that this, because of translation invariance, this two-point function in reality depends not on x and y independent, but this is only one independent parameter, x minus y, right? So we can actually consider Fourier transform of this in many cases, actually. So this is, say, this particular we can call G F minus Y. It's transform of G X minus Y, right? So something like G will say A and you consider 1/D. Mm-hmm.
you, of course, I use instead of my Xbox.
So then you will get how usually people work with this stuff. Sometimes more interesting, because in general, structure in momentum space is simpler than in coordinate. Like this example, you have Bessel function, but in momentum it's much easier. So you can consider also, but this rules for the case when you calculate this guy in coordinate space through momentum integral. And this is our rules. Okay, so I believe, let me check, it seems I finished. Oh, okay. Maybe I will start the lunch. So the program is the following now, just in order you would know. We calculated so far numerator, but we still have this denominator. So we should figure out what comes from that stuff. So what we will show, quite nice thing. Pleasant surprise that contribution actually from denominator and some contribution from numerator will cancel. And it's connected with the point that so we will see, anyway, we will figure out this stuff with vacuum diagram. And maybe then I will start to discuss Feynman rules for Fermi. And next class I should finish, because it will be last class, this stuff, Feynman rules and some additional stuff. So this is our program for today. So to figure out this denominator contribution, and second, maybe I will start generalization of these rules for the case of fermions. Okay, so this is
which,
yeah, please.
How we choose the direction of the momentum?
Sorry?
How we choose the direction of the
momentum? It doesn't matter. Point is that you can see that you integrate over there. Mm-hmm. So you can pick up any you prefer.
So the answer doesn't depend on our choice.
Yeah, point is that you have integrals. It's like change of variables in integrals. Right? You have integrals over all p. You could change p to minus p. This you will change direction. This guy could go then in this direction. But it doesn't matter, okay? It's like change of value. So just put what you like more picture and then follow this prescription. What is important, you see, this guy what show conservation? That sum of all momenta, sum, no minus, equals zero. Why? Because all of them go to this vector. So in this case, sum of all those guys equals zero. But if I change, and let me write this. So those guys came to this vertex, and then go outside through before. Then I would put this. But it doesn't matter, as I said, because you integrate, okay? So this is freedom. Result is independent. Yeah.
Is the reason that we didn't consider like the disconnected case, we contract x and y together and then all the rest?
Oh, it's a good question. This is I will discuss after. We will see that there is cancellation of some diagrams, as I said, with between numerator and denominator. And actually, it's connected with exactly diagrams you asked about. You will see. In principle, we should consider, of course. But we will see actually that we have some interesting, nice cancellation. You see between numerator and, but it's correct, absolutely right question you ask. But if you consider numerator, of course, that diagram is present. All disconnected diagrams also should be taken into account with those bubbles that we consider, right? With this, where is this? With, oh, here. Yes, you should consider diagrams like this. But we will see that actually this you have product this times this. You see? That this guy will cancel from the denominator. And actually, we have only this combination. XY. So this is I will come to. Yeah.
There are also other. I'm not sure if I'm
right. Right.
There are other bubbles that you will not consider. Or even for the, let's say, for the lambda cube third order.
Oh, sure.
Those are just, that's because you don't want to.
You see, I consider just examples. Of course, I did not consider all diagrams in second order or third. We have a lot. In third order, we have a lot. I just consider simple examples. It's not that I described all diagrams in first, second, and third. Sure not. And a lot of them disconnected. It's true. Right. So we will come exactly to this question after the lab. So stay tuned. You will know everything about bubble diagrams. It's actually, you will see, connected with energy of the vector. So it's actually, it's connected with, important for gradient.